Hi, this is Scott Paddock, president of Chicagoland Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now is a guy, is of course, we hope that we're going to be warming up a little bit later. It's 50 degrees yesterday on Friday. And as things warm up a little bit, the action is going to be heating up at the Center of Racing for Illinois for Chicagoland. On the line with us, the visionary leader and president over at Chicagoland Speedway and the 20-year-old Route 66 Raceway, the one and only Scott Paddock. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Hey, it's great to be back on with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always great. And you know, when we get on the phone and talk a little bit, is that we're trying to let people know some of the excitement that's coming up. So a lot of the things people know and love, but also some new things too, with some new dates at the tracks.
You got it. Believe it or not, it's the 20th anniversary of Route 66 Raceway. Hard to believe that 20 years have passed since some local businessmen here in Joliet and Will County had a vision of building a state-of-the-art drag strip and dirt track. And here we are 20 years later, and it's still considered best in class. In fact, NHRA Top Fuel dragster Antron Brown described the first time he came to Route 66 Raceway. He envisioned it. It was like what the Roman gladiators felt like in medieval times when they came upon the Roman Colosseum for the first time. They had never seen anything like that, the scale and the magnitude of it, and that's what our drag strip is, and we're very, very proud of it, and we're going to celebrate that milestone anniversary in a big way this season.
Yeah, the scale and magnitude is exactly the way that you would describe it, and it's to Antron Brown, you know, one of the greats, and certainly his opinion matters, but his opinion is shared by absolutely everybody. There is not a person that comes in. They will talk a little bit about the action on the track this season as it goes, you know, their hopes for great times and a successful weekend, but they always take time to talk about how great the facility is there, and so how do you honor a 20th anniversary? I know you're going to have some of the greats, you know, come out and talk. You're going to reminisce about some of the great moments. But what kind of things do you have that's special coming up?
Well, we've got an action-packed lineup of really every form of motorsports you can imagine, whether it's NHRA, drag racing, where you watch these nitromethane-fueled dragsters go from 0 to 330 in under 4 seconds, or a nostalgia event, the Route 66 Classic, or a thrill show, the Burndown at Sundown. Classic car cruise-ins, import face-off events, and everything in between. But, you know, you got to bring in the biggest name of all, Big Daddy Don Garlitz,
nice.
You know, for that milestone event with the 20th anniversary with the NHRA National event. And he's going to be coming out to really make it a big weekend, May 31st through June 3rd with that celebration. And there's no more revered, no more accomplished or decorated drag racer than Big Daddy Don Garlitz. So we're honored to have him, along with a number of other legends, both on the national level and on the local regional level. This area has a very rich history of drag racing, and so a lot of those local names are going to be coming out, like Arnie Beswick and John Lawson and Chris Karamasinas and others. So really, really excited to bring that to life for our fans.
It is a great thing. The NHRA weekend, certainly a crown jewel in the schedule, and brings so many people, some of the stars of racing. But you guys do really make it a point to utilize the facility. You engage and kind of bring in the community to get in there, not only to see things and be entertained, but to participate, right? You mentioned some of these other events in the car shows and the cruise nights. You really are making Route 66 a place that people could enjoy all summer long.
Yeah, and we didn't even talk about the, you know, 16 or 17 race year rides that take place, where you yourself, Dane, could bring your car out here and drive it down this world famous drag strip and get timed at various intervals. And so it's very much a community drag strip where people can come out and experience this facility all to their own. And then we've got a season-long bracket racing program where the local drag racers can come and participate for points and try and qualify for the big season-ending championship in Pomona, California. So it very much is, we always say, this isn't our drag strip, it's Chicagoland's drag strip for people to enjoy.
Well, letting people know, of course, talking with Scott Paddock, he's the president of Chicagoland Speedway and Route 66 Raceway. You hit on it, Scott, right? I can bring my own vehicle there and all the talent in the world that I may possess, and who knows, it's infinite. I'm not sure if the Hyundai Elantra or if the 2007 Toyota 4Runner would be able to beat some of those cars, but you never know. With the talent, right, if I get it right on my end physically, we could win.
No doubt about it. And, you know, that's a good reminder. That's the reason that drag racing facilities were built, because street racing was going on, and even today it still goes on to some degree, and it's not safe. It's dangerous. So drag racing and venues like Route 66 Raceway were built to allow people to pursue their passion and drive fast in a very safe environment. And that's why we do those kinds of events.
I am so excited for this season. We are going to do everything we can on this show here, On the Road with Dane and on WGN, to get the word out and to get as many listeners out there to enjoy Route 66 Raceway. You mentioned Big Daddy Don Garlick's. I passed his place a couple times heading on road trips to Florida. You know, he's got that kind of compound headquarters Hall of Fame right there on the highway between here and, I think, Orlando. It's a little bit north of there.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's what's great about these drivers. They're so fan-friendly, and that's what's great about that NHRA national event. You watch the action, the qualifying action on the track, and then you walk over to Nitro Alley, and you've got a front-row seat to watch these world-class crew chiefs and mechanics break down these engines and rebuild them, and you've got a front-row seat. And NASCAR drivers and NHRA racers are as fan-friendly as any professional athlete, and that's what I'm proud of. And Don Garlitz will be out there signing autographs and posing for pictures and recalling some great history that he made on the track.
Our good mutual friend, obviously, and your communications director, Denny Hartwig, I've heard that he is practicing. He's trying to get the voice down to recreate the commercial for Don Garlitz's introduction, you know, the "on fire, fire, fire." He's trying to get he's not there yet, but he's got a couple months in order to do it. I'm sure that, oh my gosh, so many memories. That is going to be so great to have him out there. Well, here's the other thing, too, is you guys have sort of this amusement. It's a buffet. It's a cornucopia of speed out there with the dirt track and Route 66 and Chicagoland Speedway. And you have a date change for that great NASCAR weekend.
We do. We're moving it as much as we liked having that September event and kicking off the playoffs. We're thrilled. You know, in our early years, Dane, we were a summer race. And so a lot of folks cited, hey, you know, it's hard in the fall to, you know, with high school going on and college sports and the NFL. So we're thrilled to be going back to a summertime when families are looking for things to do and camp and tailgate and create some great family memories. So we're moving back there, and what's interesting about our position now is we're the lead kickoff broadcast for NBC's second half portion of the racing schedule. So that's going to bring with a lot of pre-promotion through the Olympics. I think they're going to be bringing some of the Olympic athletes from the Winter Games coming up here out to our event in late June, early July. So we're thrilled about that. And we're branding it our Stars and Stripes weekend.
Yes.
And we're going to wrap this weekend around patriotism and pageantry and Americana, and we're going to bring that to life in a really powerful way.
I am so excited. You know you're going to get extra attention. Obviously, Chicagoland, Chicago, the market, it's important. It's big. The drivers love it. The golfers love it. But you're going to get some extra attention because it is NBC. I was just with Rutledge Wood most of this last weekend and talking about some of those things that they're excited about, the Olympics and all that kind of stuff, the connection. I wanted to get your thoughts. You know, as Dale Jr., and this is a guy that you've had to work with over the years, obviously as one of those main attractions that would come in for the races. And now as he kind of transitions into not only a racing commentator, which seems like a natural fit, but he's going to be doing a little bit of Olympic stuff, you know, as some Super Bowl, that makes sense. Some Olympic stuff as well. What are your thoughts?
I love it. I mean, he's probably one of the biggest names in the history of our sport when you talk about that Earnhardt name and lineage and legacy. And so we need people like Dale Jr. to stay involved with the sport, much like Richard Petty has, much like Tony Stewart has as he's transitioned into an ownership role. So having Dale Jr. at the racetrack week in and week out for the fans to see and to spend time with, that's going to be big. And I'm excited that the platform that NBC is giving him on the Super Bowl and the Olympics, and I think his star power, as hard as this is to believe, it's even going to grow through that, you know, mega platform he's going to have here. But it's going to be great, and I'm excited for our fans that they're going to, although they won't be seeing him on the racetrack necessarily a lot next year, they're certainly going to see him around and at the racetrack.
He has talent and potential that we know is untapped. We know he has a sense of humor. We've seen him do the commercials where, you know, where he's water cooler Dale or Golden Years Dale. You know, he does that kind of stuff. But it'll be interesting to see him kind of break down the action of maybe a figure skating or a luge or some of those things. I'm excited to see it.
I am too. I am too. I'd like to see him on the Luge, you know?
They'll help with the aero package on the Luge for sure. Okay, so I cannot wait again for the season. It's going to be fun. For those people who want to get involved, get their tickets, get ready, get in line, and be out to see you for all that fun this entire summer and fall, probably the spring too. Where can they go?
Sure, they can go to our website, ChicagolandSpeedway.com or Route66Raceway.com, or they can call 888-629-RACE, 888-629-RACE, and the best pricing is available right now. Parking is free, as always, and you can bring your coolers into the grandstand, so just a great, affordable family value.
Scott Paddock from Chicagoland Speedway. Last thing before we let you go, I'm sure I'll see you at Daytona. Do you got any handicapping on what's going to happen, any surprises coming up at the big race?
Wow, that's interesting. Well, I tell you, it's great to see Danica coming back, and I think what an appropriate way for her to go out with the Danica Double, as it's being called, racing in the Daytona 500 and at Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the Indy 500. So GoDaddy Returns is her sponsor. So, you know, I look for her. You know, she won a pole a couple of years ago, and she's always done well on the super speedways. But handicapping out of the gate, that's a good one. What'll be interesting to me is to see how Martin Truex performs in year two in defending his championship from last year.
And you know the Daytona 500 star-studded. We'll probably see an Aaron Rodgers there in maybe a different capacity as official boyfriend, you know, right there. Or maybe he'll be an honorary crew, the over-the-wall gang. Who knows? Maybe he'll participate.
Yeah, I bet he'll be up on that pit box cheering on Danica. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Well, we are going to have some fun this summer. And Scott, thanks so much for jumping on the air and sharing it with us here on WGN.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Dane.